This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malav Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the social hour.
From the Spokane Comedy Club, it's The Social Hour After Dark with Deese Casillas. Your guest tonight, Spokane City Council President Ben Stuckert, comedian Michael Glatzmeyer, and music from the CCB crew. And now, something, something, something racial joke, Deese. Casillas!
Spokane Comedy Club, how you guys doing tonight? It's feeling good? Yeah, give it up. The music just keeps going. Just keeps going. How you guys doing tonight? Thursday night. Thank you for coming out to Spokane Comedy Club, guys. Just before we get started, a little business off the top. We've got these cards on the table. If you fill them out, put in your birthday, month, and email address, club will send you 2 free tickets to a future show. How's that sound, guys? Good deal, huh? Simple as that. All right, thank you for coming out to Social Hour After Dark, guys. I'm your host, Deese Casillas. We're going to get right into it this month. Talk about some news, guys. Immigration. Immigration's big in the news. I don't know if you heard about this. A lot of stuff with the border, reuniting families. The one thing I don't get is the government puts Latinos in cages. It's a crime. UFC puts them in cages. It's a pay-per-view event. Just doesn't seem fair. A lot of hypocrisy there. I do have to wonder, though, do you think that they're going to have Trump reunite him with his illegitimate children, or are they still too busy at the chocolate factory? You know, if they're going to... Well, I don't know. Trump's been in the news a lot recently, though. He's been in a little bit of trouble. Former aide of Trump's, Omarosa, has been in the news, said that she has record of him saying the N-word, and it's on tape. Yeah, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. He said his response to this is he would never say anything that heinous on audio tape, and if she keeps talking like that, he's going to grab her in the pussy. So, yeah. Trump's doing some weird things. He's going ahead with his Space Force. Has he heard about his Space Force? He's going ahead with it. He was quoted as saying that taxpayers don't have to worry. They're not going to have to pay for any of it. He's going to make Mars pay for it. So don't worry there, guys. It is kind of crazy right now. It is the midterm elections. Anyone getting solicited by the, you know, those Republicans, Democrats a lot, trying to get you to vote for them, right? I got to say, I have, if I had the money to give the Democrats every time they sent me an email, I'd have enough money to be a Republican. So I don't. Yeah. Guys, we're going to do one of my favorite subjects, Southern News. In Southern News, the West Nile virus just hit Mississippi. Authorities are telling people to bundle up, wear lots of layers when they go outside, and they're asking the mosquitoes to use condoms when they sting people. You gotta be careful out there, guys. Never be too safe. In Georgia, a man just recently stole $100,000 worth of Top Ramen. You guys hear about this? He stole $100,000 worth of Top Ramen. And at 10 cents a packet, by my math, that makes him stealing every packet of ramen in the world. Oh, yeah. Did you guys see this fight that happened at McDonald's the other day? You guys see this? I think we got a video of it. Let's show that video folder. Keeps going. I don't know if that was from the South. I just assumed it was. After that, actually, a spokesman for the labor union was quoted as saying, "See, a kiosk can't do everything a human employee can." See, a kiosk with a right cross like that? I don't think so. That might have been one of those MMA events we were talking about earlier, actually. I'd pay to watch that shit. Uber is in the news, guys. Uber's in trouble. They've been picked out. They've said that they have gender bias because only 38% of their drivers are women. But yet, their creepy, scary drivers make up 100% of their male population. So I don't know. Uber's weird, right? Like, I don't know. When I take an Uber, I don't know if I'm supposed to sit in the front seat or the back seat. It's like when you get a massage and you're supposed to get undressed all the way. And then the clerk at the Sharper Image tells you to get out of the massage chair so they can call security. I don't know. Lots of celebrity stuff going on. I don't know if you saw this, Idris Elba. They said that he may be the next James Bond, become the first black James Bond to play the iconic character. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, it's neat, right? The script did leak, though. And there's a twist ending where he gets shot by the police because they thought he was mistakenly stealing Aston Martin. Oh. George Clooney got in a motorcycle wreck this summer, too. It was very, very bad wreck. He almost killed himself. It was very dangerous. He did also actually almost get in a train wreck this summer, too. But luckily, he passed on Ocean's 8. So, ditch that one. Tom Cruise, his recent movie, Mission Impossible Fallout, the sixth installment in the Mission Impossible series, breaking box office records, just crushing it out there. Tom Cruise is 56, and still doing all his own stunts, which is incredible, right? And all I can think is that is the only reason I want to switch to Scientology. Because he is currently older than Wilford Brimley was when he starred in the movie Cocoon, okay? Speaking of age, guys, I'm getting older. My birthday's coming up on October 4th. You don't have to get me anything. It's fine. But I found out I actually share a birthday with Grammy Award-winning singer John Cicada and actress Alicia Silverstone. Yeah, which makes me the most famous person to be born on October 4th. So, yeah. I got to say, the other day, a woman addressed me as middle-aged, and you have no idea how upset that made me that she expects me to live another 35 years. I don't want to do that shit. That sounds terrible. Yeah. Guys, we're going to get the show started real quick here, but I just want to say, people always ask me if this is tough, if it's hard being up here and talk to people, and it's not. It's really easy. I'm pretty confident in it. But all I can say is I will never have eaten a buffet by myself confidence. That is something I just can't ever muster. All right, guys, we're going to keep this show going. We're going to have a guest coming up real quick. In honor of one of our guests, the CCB crew tonight, I'm a big hip-hop fan. I grew up in L.A. in the 80s, and big fan of hip-hop. I think the pinnacle of hip-hop was in the 90s. We talked to some people who weren't necessarily familiar with that time in hip-hop, or maybe it just wasn't their genre, and this is a little skit we recorded here. Folger?
First and foremost, thank God for all my blessings.
My daughters, Garenica and Gurniel.
DJ Khaled.
Big Champ, Big Swole, Big Mo.
I thank God, all caps, all praises due.
Money over bitches.
Peanut and double R soldiers for all.
Thanks to Scorpio, Walter,
Chelsea, Mom, Dad, Big Mama,
Alex and Lil C,
Dame, Gabby, T.Y.,
Mike, Snoop, Trey, Priest, Goldie, Fred,
Big V, dot, dot, comma, T, dot, Scott,
Ron C, Shelly Wade, Kashwan Renee,
my confidant, J.D., the moneymaker.
Also thanks to Sean at Planet Media,
Lil J from Rap-A-Lot for opening up these doors in the South for us to walk through.
Kid Fresh, Ron Simmons, Anthony Boswell, Jimmy Keller,
Lil Mob Check, Rick G, Rab, Blackass Al.
Do I have to keep going with all of them?
Kronk.
This guy has so many more friends than I do.
Moby Dick. These are not real people.
We gonna set shit off in 2002. I was in second grade that year.
Toto. Oh, that's cute. Toto. if it's Toto, the African band.
G-Town, H-Town, P-Town. All of the towns.
CMT, Ukra, Trur, Jitabi.
Holy shit. He's not done yet.
How does he know this many people?
Tina Tequila. That was my nickname in college. And Sharon. Also my nickname in college.
If you're gonna hound for a cause, that is having our unity never denied.
I dedicate this album to all my, I can't say that, the N-word.
There's a Z and I'm just not, it's...
Oh, I can't say this. My...
My Midwest, down south and east coast,
it's figa. I want to remember, say that I said figa.
Mount Briscoe, he tried to trick me again, not gonna say it.
Why did I say I would do this when I was drunk?
Motherfucker.
Ice Cube, finally a name I even know.
Tupac seems a lot more petty than I would have expected.
And all the dope men, pimps, pushers, bangers, and hot boys, and hot girls that listen to this gangster rap.
Ronnie, that's me, that's my name.
And to my unborn kids, only God can judge me.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Thanks to all the homies in Clinton who kept it real. You know who you are.
You know who you is. Oh shit, that is... I don't know who that is. I wish I did.
Mike Tran, I'm not even a quarter through.
UGK, Passion, Curve, and MAC-10.
Zynga and Mani Majules to come.
These are all very boring names. I was expecting more.
Oh, can we redo that and I will not say the N-word?
That's White Girls Read 1990s Hip Hop Album Dedication Pages, guys. So the genre's not for everyone, what can I say? You have no idea how hard it was for me to not laugh during filming that. There's like 30 other minutes of footage. We won't subject you to it. All right, guys, you guys ready for your first guest this evening? All right. Your first guest is the current city council president. He's running for mayor of 2019 of Spokane. Please give it up for Mr. Ben Stuckert, everyone.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, though. Don't catch you slipping, though. Look what I'm whipping, though. This is America.
Ben, how you doing tonight?
I'm literally not a funny guy.
Yeah, that's all right. Neither am I. Hey, well, you know, everyone gets a shot. It's your first open mic. What are you going to do? Yeah. You brought notes?
I reading
you
a book on glue.
On glue? Okay, that's funny.
I can't let go.
Oh, there you go. There's that. You're going to use. Yeah, don't open with that one. That's all you got. I've known Ben for a couple years. Ben's actually been in my basement. And he survived. Yeah, he did. You remember that?
It was a good visit.
It was a good visit, yeah. We talked, that was a couple years ago when I do still do the podcast, but you were still city council president. Which you're running for mayor now.
Yeah, I've been city council president for a little over 6 years. I term out next year, and I think we're growing immensely as a community, and I think that along with growth, which is a good thing, comes a lot of issues.
Right. Well, now, I've been reading up on you. I've been following you for a while. I'm a fan of yours. I do think that you do get some criticism being called an urbanist for Spokane, which some people give opposition to.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would like things just to stay exactly as they are, but that's not the way the world works. We're situated. We have a low cost of living. We have people moving here from California, people moving here from Seattle. We have more culture than we did when I grew up here. When I was in high school, couldn't imagine having a comedy club like this in Spokane back then. And I think we're seeing that with the arts organizations growing. But that attracts new people to our region. And we have to deal with that growth, and sometimes that's really uncomfortable for people, but we have to deal with that. And sometimes that means that we're not going to be a community where everybody gets to live in a house, and not everybody wants to live in a suburban area. And our city was designed as a suburban town, and it's literally not possible with the growth that we're seeing, and people influxing into our area, and all the colleges being really successful, and students starting to stay. 10 years ago, only like 5% of the students had graduated from Gonzaga State, and that number is up to 24%.
Yeah.
So we have to create a community that thrives around that and deal with that growth. And part of that means more density downtown, people living in the center of our city. And part of that means in business districts around our community, we need more density around those business districts and not just single family homes.
So what's some of the things like the Monroe Street Project, revitalization Sprague?
Was actually my one original idea I've had in the last 46 years.
Look, you got one. Everyone gets one.
I got one. And I was on, I serve on about 14 different boards of directors as council president. And I saw money being parceled out. And we have a neighborhood system in Spokane where we have 27, 28 neighborhoods. And people like to spread money around like peanut butter. And we said, we picked one neighborhood. We did a full 6 months of data analysis on what was the place that was most ripe for revitalization. And we put over $45 million into the Sprague area between Altamont and Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been down there, it's thriving. And it's seen the largest growth in property. Property values have risen more in that area than anywhere else since 2015. We've had more new businesses there. It's a thriving area, and it's starting to really pick up. And why I'm running for mayor is we need to do that to more neighborhoods and really... And you got to invest smartly. You can't just invest in a streetscape. I think we really miss the boat when we do that. We need to invest in the surrounding properties and the surrounding infrastructure. Cities are good at infrastructure and streets and street trees and making neighborhoods livable. But if you just spread it around, you don't get the impact. And I think we're kind of, I think the SPREG project's proving, the data is showing that it's actually working.
Now, do you think they can duplicate that with the Monroe project?
I think you'd have to do some, like the Monroe project, from what it, the business owners I talked to that were really angry about it going from four lanes to three lanes, have actually, we did a lot of programs that we didn't do on SPREG when the whole area was under construction. Some small business loans where we bought down the interest rates. We did facade improvement grants where they got, if they matched it, they got up to $10,000 in facade improvements. And Katie Azar, who owns Azar's, was really vocal against the Monroe Street project. And the other day she looked at me and said, I'm really proud of my customers because they're still visiting me during construction. And I'm actually a fan of this because I think when it's done, it's going to increase my business. And to me, that's a win. But we also have to plan for Monroe. If Monroe is a successful business district, and then you still have one block off of Monroe, just single-family homes, we're not creating the density around the, which is, you need a barrier between a business. And one of the things we've seen in the Perry Street District is that district has really taken off over the last 15 years. But if you have a single-family home across from Perry Street Brewing, then you have conflict between the single-family owner and the business. And our job is to minimize that, and that's to create a buffer of maybe apartments around our business district.
Sure, more people to drink there.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's right.
And if you have more people that live in those small business districts, that those people can walk to there, and then you have less parking problems.
Right, less DUIs,
I've never lived anywhere or talked to anybody more about parking in Spokane. And, you know, the part we just did an inventory of downtown parking. And I don't know if you'll believe this, but there are 37,000 parking slots in the downtown area of Spokane.
How many of them are under construction right now?
Well, a lot. For 40 years, Spokane complained about all our streets are going horrible. So what we decided was we'd close them all down at once and put them under construction.
That's good. Well, yeah, it's working. That plan's working. Let me ask you a question. Talking about parking, this is actually a big pet peeve of mine. Because, well, I'm gonna talk about parking. I'm going to throw out a... I want to make you an offer, see if you what you think about this solution to the part of the problem. But the parking meters downtown, I feel like government's really good when they want to take money from you. And the smart parking meters, you know, these meters that time out when you leave, things like that.
Well, if you park somewhere for 2 hours right now in one of the zones, you can't go park in the same zone.
Yeah, you can't
for more than 2 hours. What kind of rule is that?
Well, you can't. So if you load it up for 2 hours, you can't. Plug the meter. You have to move your car legally. Actually, you probably know Jan Quintrell. She used to be
She used to be head of business services.
Yeah, we've argued about this a couple times. We went rounds a few times.
I argued with her until she left the building.
Yeah, I argued with her until I was kicked out. So, but they make you replug the meter instead of just like I don't understand. Do they think that people are driving to downtown Spokane? Plugging the meter and then hopping on a Greyhound to Pensacola, Florida, and doing shopping somewhere else. Like, they're all downtown Spokane spending money. There's no reason to try to get them out of Spokane. It's like they should put up barriers and kick people out. I don't understand.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
That's one of my frustrations is I'm in the legislative branch, and I'm 6.5 years into the legislative branch, and sometimes they tell me not to talk to staff. Because a little course about, I just went and parked and I moved my car and it told me because I was in the same zone that I couldn't park in the same zone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's a ludicrous answer.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And then I'm like, well, how can we change that? Because it's in the code. Well, Ben, we're doing a study right now and we got to wait till the study is done.
Here's the study. Everyone in this club, there's like 750 people here.
Studies.
Do you guys think you should be able to park in a meter for longer than 2 hours or just replug the meter, or should you have to move? Thank you. Yeah, so there's like 875 people here that just agreed with you. That's like half of Spokane.
Better than any study.
That's right, better than any study. Let me float this to you. You can take this to your city council meeting. I think that every business owner that has a business in downtown Spokane should get a free pass to be able to park downtown and not have to pay. They are bringing thousands and thousands of dollars of tax revenue into...
And if we don't keep them in business,
Right.
Then we're not going to have an urban core.
Yeah. So,
absolutely, I'm 100%. I'm buying your proposition.
Perfect. It's law. It's whoa, my God. It's now law, and we'll drink to law. To free parking for business owners. You're welcome. Everyone who's a business owner.
I'll come back anytime.
I actually knew a guy who owned a business downtown who wasn't able to get new tabs on his car because his business, or he'd had so many tickets, he had like thousands of dollars of tickets. He's a little irresponsible. But
I think that was a certain chef.
But it could have been. So one of the other issues that Spokane faced a lot, and it seems to be growing, is the homelessness problem.
Yes, and so, see, I had two pages of notes. And
one was glue, one was homelessness.
A bad glue joke, and the rest were talking points.
You should hang on to the glue one for sure.
Them,
let that one stick around.
What?
Stop.
So we have...
No.
We have a huge growing homeless problem. And part of it is for the last 3 years running, we've had a lower than 2% housing inventory on the market, and a healthy market has 5% vacancy in inventory. And when you go below 5%, especially what we're at right now is 1.6%. And then our apartment vacancy rates are lower than 1% right now. And so what that does is when you squeeze the supply, in pure capitalism, you squeeze the supply, demand goes up, and you can raise the prices. And so what we have is a complete lack of, so for people from the average median income, between 50% and 100% of median income are people that are the working poor. So somebody working a minimum wage job, somebody raises their rent by $200 or $300 a month, they can no longer afford that. So you
sure.
have this transitional homelessness. And so on the core of it is a housing problem that we have, where we have to loosen the restrictions on infill, which goes back to my point around business districts and creating density. We have to be better about saying, in my neighborhood, we can have apartments. You see this on the South Hill, right near my house on Southeast Boulevard and 29th. I live about three blocks away. And
just told you where he lived. You don't like if you're...
1703 East Parker. And serious, anybody can come visit. I put it on the web one day. And everybody was like, you're crazy. And I'm like, nobody showed up yet. So
that maybe was while you're sleeping.
Yeah, maybe. They're just watching.
Yeah, they're just... That's,
all right, so Jim Frank wants to build this new complex that everybody's known for years. It's privately owned. It used to be owned by the Sonnelin family. And he's going to build something very similar with mixed use in there, similar to Kendall Yards, which I think has been an amazing addition to our downtown.
Yeah.
But people have been calling me, and they don't want apartments in their neighborhood. And we have to get beyond that of thinking that because there's people in apartments, that's bad. We have to have a mixed income neighborhood so we're around everybody and don't demonize people. So we really need to cure the density thing. And then on the homelessness problem, what we did 2 years ago was we started funding 24/7 shelters. And for single men and then partners and women too, we took the House of Charity and said, instead of 150 units, because they were going to close down, they didn't have any money, and we said, we'll give you $500,000 out of our reserves, but you have to start operating 24/7, and you have to serve more than your 150 people population. They said okay. And sometimes it's okay to say that's a failure, because what you've done with other, there's Bockhaven 2, the Merrill Lee units that are being built in that area. I think there's two more coming over the next 3 years. But what you've done is concentrated, you can't concentrate everything in one population, or you have what's happening in front of the House of Charity right now. So we need a second 24/7-hour shelter that's way away from the House of Charity. Because if you drive up Brown right now, and you drive up Brown any time of day, there is prostitution going outside of the House of Charity. There is drug dealing going on outside.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay, well, jeez.
You could go. You and I could go
okay,
right
I'm
now
listening.
To the House of Charity.
Yeah.
Every time I've been there in the last 3 months, there's been drug deals going
what
on.
What kind of drugs right? are we talking about?
I'll be with the chief of police. It's the stuff on the street isn't very good right
oh,
now.
Oh, okay. We'll yeah, all right. Yeah, let me know.
We'll
you probably know. Okay, yeah.
We'll talk later.
No, that's good.
No,
so
but we need a better solution for our shelter, which is an immediate shelter, but we need to be focusing on housing. And then what we really need is to raise the median household income of Spokane, which I'm very excited about the Amazon deal, because that's 1,500 jobs. And some people can have different opinions about
yeah.
Amazon or not, but 1,500 jobs is 1,500 jobs.
Yeah.
And
It's better than, yeah, I mean, anything, a new industry. I mean, Spokane is the second largest city in Washington State, and we're not treated like it.
There are 10 to 12 businesses that typically follow Amazon. The maker of the cardboard boxes and then a recycler of cardboard boxes actually follow Amazon. So we're going to see more. And I was in a meeting for 3 hours this morning about economic development on the West Plains, and we formed a public development authority out there, and the Amazon's the first deal out in that public development authority. But there's a lot of energy and combination and collaboration between the county and the city on that, and we need to continue, and we need to bring good jobs to the university district and the research that goes along with our medical schools. And the university district public development authority is trying to do a bang-up job, and I think the when the bridge is done, it's really going to create a connection.
Yeah.
So you can't just rely on housing or stopgap measures like shelters, which you have to do, but you also need the long-term look on how do we strengthen the economy of Spokane. We're trying that, but we're not there yet, and that's why I'm running for mayor, so I can continue to work on those proposals.
All right, guys, we heard it here. You can find Ben Stuckert online. Follow and vote for him. The election's in November, correct? One last question. You've been quoted as saying you have a running tab at Community Pint. Is that still true?
I try to pay it off every week.
All right. Can we go get a beer sometime?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, guys. Give it up for Ben Stuckert.
Thank you.
All right, guys. You can find him online, find his information, vote for him if you want to. That's up to you. Okay. I'm going to. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm only saying that because he's still here. Is he still here? Okay. All right, guys. We're going to have our next guest up, comedian. Why don't you play Folger? You got a quick clip of him before he comes up, does some comedy for you?
Just going to buy me some bubble bath.
I know I'm a man. Maybe it's true. But men can love a bubble bath too. I do bubble gum, bubble bath, cucumber bubble bath. I love a bubble bath. I put the bubbles on my chin. I look like Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, I like the bubbly feeling around me. Don't you know? Don't you know? No, 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 no. It's all right if you're a man and like a bubble bath every now and then. It's all right if your name is Isaac and you think taking bubble baths are hella sick, but hella sick in a good way, yeah. Bubble bath can cure your flu. Bubble bath can make you you. Bubble bath can make your body old and wrinkly. Bubble bath can be sexy when you got candles lit around you until a candle falls over on you and burns your skin. Oh, bubble bath, bubble bath, bubble bath, bubble bath, bubble bath. Oh, bubble bath, bubble bath, bath, bath.
All right. You're a comedian coming to the stage. He's performing from LA to New York, Canada. Bumper shoot everywhere. Please give it up for the very funny Michael Glatzmeyer, everyone.
Give it up for Deez for picking the dumbest fucking video on my YouTube. I finally bought myself a video camera and decided to improvise a song about bubble bath, and then I never thought it was going to play in front of all of you guys tonight. And I apologize. I'm the pretend musician. Thank you, Folger, the pretend father. My name's Michael Glatzmeyer. In high school, they spelt that wrong on every award I got. They spelt it Michael Glatzmeyer, Michael Glatzmaker, or Tyler Anderson. My mom, she had 5 boys, and she considers me the successful one, which I don't understand at all, because I do stand-up comedy, and I'm a theater kid. My mom basically raised 4 assholes and 1 theatrical asshole. I don't know what goes through your head to have 5 boys Well, as to go through your head, like, first boy, you're like, oh my gosh, look, it's a baby boy. Second child, you're like, oh my gosh, look, it's another baby boy. Third child, you're like, oh, I was hoping for a girl, but I guess I'll keep this other baby boy. Fourth child, you're like, I've got bad luck, I've got bad luck. Fifth child, my mom's like, Jesus Christ, what did I do? She's walking around the store purposely trying to lose one child. Store clerk comes up like, ma'am, is this your kid? She's like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. What did I say? I said, tell them we're not related. My mom messed up on four boys, and by the time she got to me, she thought, this one can raise himself. And I think I did pretty well. You don't understand how hard it is to be a single father to yourself. I hated being the youngest of five boys, though. Here's why I hated being the youngest is because by the time my mom got to me, she stopped taking baby photos because there was nothing I could do that she hasn't seen a baby boy already do. I was like, hey, mom, can I get a baby photo for show and tell? She's like, take one of your brothers. They won't know the difference. Thinking they're going to find out when the baby photo says 1987 and my class was all born in 1990, but they didn't. They just thought I was held back for 3 years. A little bit about me. A little bit about me is I was in special ed. Some people, they get offended when I talk about being in special ed. I get offended I was put in special ed. Originally, I was just there to help out. Then they thought, actually, you belong here. Found out they had weekly pizza parties, and I was like, I do belong here. This is sad, but this is a true story, true story. In high school, I asked this girl out on a date. I asked this girl out on a date, and her response to me was, aren't you retarded? So I had to think about it. I was like, if I say no, then she'll think I'm a liar. But if I say yes, then she's only going with me because she feels sorry for me. I mean, I know I've done a lot of dumb stuff. For example, I used to look up to my brothers. One time as a kid, my brother Eric came up to me and said, hey, Michael, you want to have a roller skating race with our eyes closed? It's like, yeah, sure. But what they don't warn you about roller skating with your eyes closed is sometimes a pole gets in your way. And a pole got in my way. And when I woke up, my brother was standing above me. I'm like, did I win? He's like, I don't know. My eyes were closed. But this girl, I didn't know what to say to her. I didn't know what to say to her at all. But I realized it doesn't matter what I say to her because she already knew the answer. Because the last 5 minutes, I was staring off into space wondering what the hell I was going to say to her. I was like, sort of. This is a part of the show where I pick the prettiest person in the audience and I sing them a love song, which is really difficult because there's not many of you out there. I'm guessing a lot of you are Deesa's friends. From that laugh, I'm guessing that's true. Oh, that got too real. That's what you get for picking the bubble bath video, Dees. Here we go.
Yourself for our first date, sir. What's your name?
Mike.
cycle? Or you cycle?
I cycle.
Is it a recycled bike?
it's a Scott.
I don't even know what the hell a Scott is. I just had a mongoose growing up with a soda can in the tire. That's all I know about bikes. I never rode it, I just had it.
So I ride my Scott a lot.
That's a fuck joke. Mike rides Scott. That's good. This song is called, I wrote it a long time ago. This song called, it's called Mike Ride Scott While I Ride Mike. This is on my new album, The Pretend Musician. Mike, whoa, 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 whoa. I saw you sitting there dipping your nachos. And I wanna say, oh, I wanna say, can I ride on your pegs, please? Oh, Mike, drink that beer. I know you're busy with Scott, but screw Scott, pay attention to me. Oh, oh, I need attention from you, Mike. That's what I've been needing all night. And now I don't know what to do, and I'm making awkward eye contact with you. And I'm not picturing anybody else in this room right now besides you, Mike, with your glasses and your shirt and one button undone. Oh, that's all right, Mike. Ooh. I've got a house from you that needs broken. Ooh, my. Every single door of mine is wide open. Shoo-ba-da-ba-doo-ba-da-ba-doo-ba-da-bop. Shoo-ba-da-ba-doo-ba-da-ba-doo-doo. Mike. Shoo-ba-da-ba-doo. Boop 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 doo ba doo ba doo ba doo 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 shoo ba doo ba doo ba doo ba doo ba doo 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 ba doo. Last time it was her, but now it's you, Mike. Oh oh. So Mike, when you're riding Scott, I'll be riding Mike. Grabbing onto you like the handlebars of my bike. Can we take a break? I got a flat tire. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That got fucking awkward. After the show, guys, I'll be right over there. I'll be selling these t-shirts. They have a slice of pizza on it, and it says, I'm special. So get them for Mike, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your large child. I'll be right over there. They're $20, and they're helping me go to the World Series of Comedy next month. So,
I didn't say you could sell this shit at my show.
I know.
All right, buy one of those guys.
I do.
Michael Glatzmeyer, everyone. Keep it going for him. Like we made a love connection here.
That was just, I was really nervous.
Yeah. So you're earning money to go to the World Series of Comedy in Indiana.
Yeah, I'm going to the World Series of Comedy, and which is weird because last year they held it in Las Vegas.
Sure.
And this year
it's a lateral move.
They're holding it in Florence, Indiana, which if you look up on your map where Florence, Indiana is, it's nowhere. That's where it is. There's a hotel there and another hotel. Yeah. So I do.
People just pass through. That's the only thing that happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. So 2,000 comics tried out for it, and 100 of us made it to the main event, and I'm one of the three from Washington.
Yeah, look at that. So. Pretty nice. And one of the two from Spokane.
Yeah, one of the two from Spokane. So we had two from Spokane make it. Yeah. But he has money. I don't. So,
right, yeah, so you have to sell these shitty shirts.
Buy my fucking shirt. No. I take debit, credit, beer.
I don't think you can pay for a flight with beer.
Oh, I'll still take it.
So you've got a bunch of stuff coming up. You got a book you're working on too, right?
Yeah. All my jokes are true. I was in special ed and everything, and all of my book is kind of talking about my family life and how I was one of the five boys to graduate in my family and fought to get out of special ed and graduated with all straight A's.
Oh, so, yeah. From special ed, though, or regular school?
Oh, no.
I think everyone's special, they just give A's to keep them moving.
Here's why I got A. I did get out of special ed, but my senior year, the straight A's, where I took two theater classes, and then I went in and I had to get an English class still. And she said, hey, by the way, for your English, your senior year, you can take another theater class. So I took drama, drama, drama. So don't, you should have held your claps.
Hold your applause. Yeah. Public school system at its finest. This is what you get.
Yeah.
So what's the book about, though? You said it's about your experience being in special ed, right?
Yeah, so all of it goes through kind of my experiences and some of the stuff you guys probably even dealt with as kids, you know, like group projects and how difficult they were for me.
Just didn't eat the glue, probably.
Yeah,
you probably just didn't.
My favorite thing, I think, in the entire book is I talk about, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but we got these passes in school. If you read a certain amount of books, you would get to free tickets to a theme park. And my parents just signed off on anything. So my teacher's like, if you can read 30 books, you'll get free tickets to a theme park. And so the next day, my teacher's like, how did you read 30 books overnight? And one of them was a Spanish dictionary. it's all based off true stuff and a lot about school, about how difficult it was to open a carton of milk. And it's a lot of fun stuff. I wrote it, which I'm proud of myself, and 12 people changed every word and corrected it. It was great.
And when are we looking at release for that?
My hope is to release it around February. So in 2019. So I've been traveling a lot this year, and my hope is to release it this coming up February.
There you go. Now, what you've been doing comedy for how long?
I'm 21. So about what?
You're 21. Is that what you just said?
I'm trying to think. Oh, 27. I was in special ed. 6 years now. I've been improvising since I was 16, and I'm not going to count to that. Don't worry. We don't have all night.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to figure out what 11 years is.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I have a GED, so that's worse than special ed.
I got a special ed GED.
God, what a...
No, one night I was doing a joke, and I fucked up so bad with the ages, but how I remember my age, and this is so sad, but how I remember my age is I have to remember a joke I wrote, because I wrote the joke when I was 26, so a year ago, and I still tell it as 26, which a joke is like 32. My girlfriend's 32, and I'm 26, but she says it's okay that she's 32 because I have the body of a 38-year-old. And so how I know my age is I have to go, okay, I wrote that joke when I was 26. It's a year later. Oh, I'm 27. So,
I like how when Michael's like 85, he'll be like, okay, I wrote that joke when I was 26.
Well, that's how I remember my age now.
You know what else they have that's good for that?
What?
A driver's license. Or like a life alert bracelet or something.
I got my girlfriend, or a.k.a. handler.
Your handler. Yeah,
my handler.
How old am I?
How old I am? Yeah, it's great.
How many years?
Yep.
Is this shot for me or for Michael? Okay. fairly no one bought that shot for anyone. It's just going to sit there. So what, you got any shows coming up? Tell us about what or where people can find you, social media, et cetera.
So you can find me. Just search Michael Glatzmer. I'll have little cards that you can go like my stuff. I'm in Bunkers. I'm performing at Williams Lake Resort, Bunkers Resort, by Williams Lake Saturday night. And then I think I'm with you Sunday night.
We're just going to be hanging out.
We're going to be hanging out.
Yeah.
We're going to be hanging out. That's all we do.
Yeah.
What about Mike? Oh,
You can
I told
Mike.
You, I'm a slut.
Bring Scott. It can be a foursome.
Scott.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to be single after this show tonight. man. Sunday, we're doing something at Riddler's Piano Bar. That's this Sunday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We won't promote another show while we're at the club. That's,
oh, yeah.
It's not their show. it's fine. Just follow, look at Facebook. we're going to be somewhere on Sunday. It'll be fun. But this will also be a thing on Sunday. Not this, but the club. Yeah. So that was confusing. So we actually went on tour recently, Michael and I did.
Worst fucking decision ever. I'm going to straight up say, me and Deese went on tour, and he drove. And I don't have my driver's license, and I would prefer that I drove. I would have preferred that anybody else would have driven besides Deese, because Deese does this thing where he doesn't pay attention to anything. You know you do that,
we
right?
We made it, though. We made it.
Yeah, we made
it. We got
it.
All through Montana, Idaho, and back, and we're still alive. No worse for the wear. Michael even wants some money.
Oh, yeah. I won $200 at the casino, and I brought it down to $100.
At the strip club.
At the strip club.
No, that's...
Yeah, I don't know. Don't gamble, guys. I put $5 in the machine, and it went straight up to $200, and I got super excited, and I was like, tonight's my lucky night. I'm a winner, and then I've never really gambled before, and then the money just went gone so quickly, and we were eating gummy bear shots, so maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
Our decision-making skills weren't the best. It's fine. It was a good time, though. What was your best memory of that trip?
When you got heckled. I don't. So Deese is doing a show. Sophie was in a video, and she's the tiniest person ever. Deese is doing this show, and some guy shouted out, like, fuck you, man, you're making us angry.
Which is fair. I do that a lot.
Deese did not say anything, though, that was offensive. And after that, Deese did a set. The friend finally shut up. Sophie gets on stage, the host.
And she's like 4 feet tall.
She's like four feet. And I don't even remember what she said, but she like threatened the guy. And the guy was done talking. She's like, well, maybe if some people learn to shut their fucking mouths in this crowd. And that was like 20 minutes later, like she just brought it back up again to let that guy know, like, hey, I'll fucking stab you, okay?
And then she did, and we had
she
to
did.
Leave.
It was such a great.
Yeah, we have warrants.
Yeah. That was, and then the float we did. So we did this float together, and during this float, so we would go down this entire float, and then there's like a cliff you can jump off, and Deese brought his friend, who's this giant guy, and Sophie's scared to jump off the cliff, so you know the generous friend Deese has. You guys should all know. Picks her up over his shoulder and leaps off the cliff with her.
She got a bloody nose and lost her shoes.
Yeah, she got a. But she's a trooper because after that, she just thanked him. Yeah. She was like, "Thank." I'm like, "Do you remember last night when you threatened to stab that guy? This is the correct time to threaten to stab that guy right now." And it was like you couldn't even, he just like picked her up and just jumped. And like she had no time to think. All you heard was, But she got up and she thanked him because she said him doing that, actually, she jumped off then by herself.
Yeah.
So it was like.
Just helped her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She still had a bloody nose and no shoes, but.
Yeah.
She couldn't help that situation. So. All right, and we're going to do it again in October, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, Michael, again, tell people where they can find you, social media, et cetera.
So just search Michael Glatzmeyer on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on there, all my upcoming shows and my book coming out, and when me and Deese goes on a tour and all the stuff I do here. So thank you guys very much.
All right, guys, keep going for Michael Glatzmeyer, everyone. All right, guys, before we bring our last guest up for the evening, we're going to do a little segment that I call Bitch Please. I solicited some information or some suggestions on my Facebook page. My producer got these to me, put these out, so I'm going to read these. And these, basically the name of how this game works is people give me suggestions about things you could never possibly complain about, and I find a way to complain about them because I'm a cynical asshole. I'll open it up to the crowd in a few to you guys shout out some suggestions, but I'll give you some warm-ups. These are some things that people suggested on the Facebook page. Heaven. How could you complain about heaven? Well, first of all, eternity seems like a long time. I'm going to have to spend eternity trying to figure out, like, dodging God as he's going to, like, duck me all the time, trying to awkwardly explain how I got into heaven, like the mistake of how I managed to make it there. And second of all, I'm not going to have any friends in heaven. Everyone I know is going to hell. Also, my brother is a pastor. I am an atheist. I spend my entire life trying to avoid them. I don't want to spend eternity with them either. That sounds awful. Heaven's a really easy one to complain about. Let's see. Perfect avocado. A perfect avocado. Yeah, okay. That sounds great in theory, guys, but how do you know if the avocado is perfect? You don't know until you cut into it. And then once you open it, you have an avocado full of E. coli, like halfway into it. When I was a kid, too, we had an avocado tree in our backyard, and avocados were free. Now, because it's like some hipster power food, they're $5 each. And I've got to, like, gamble on, like, my life savings on what could be an E. coli-filled avocado. You never know if it's a perfect avocado. Phenomenal head. Here's the problem with phenomenal head, guys. You're setting the bar too high. Just regular head is fine. Any kind of, you can look at my dick and I'm happy. I don't need phenomenal head. Now I'm like chasing the cum for the next, like a drug addict, like trying to get that better jack the next time because I had phenomenal head and I'll never get it again. It's like a heroin addict. That first time out the gate was great. Every time after that, he's like, I just can't get that same high. Just regular head is fine. I don't need the gobstoppers in the mouth or ice cubes or any of that shit. Just regular head is fine. Nobody's, the bloom is not off the rose when it comes to just oral, okay? I've said this for a long time, by the way. I am a lazy lover, guys. I am a lazy lover, I'll tell you that. But no one receives oral like I do. No one. I am the best at receiving oral. This speaks to my heart. Free beer. How can you complain about a free beer? I got a free beer tonight. The problem with a free beer is you get a free beer when you've been drinking beer all night and you've been tipping the bartender and then they give you a free beer. Now I'm driving home at a 0.28 BAC and I plow through a special needs bus and like run over some blind lady in her Lapsa Opsu dog, and now I'm going to jail for the next 20 years. There's no such thing as a good free beer. No one gives you a free beer. You don't walk up to bar and order one beer and it's free. You've had 27 of them by the time you get to a free beer. Nothing about this says I need a free beer. Oh. Anyone got a challenge? Think I can't complain about? Anyone in the audience? What's that? No one?
Big
what's that?
Big titties.
Big titties. That's another easy one. No offense to the big titty ladies in the crowd. Big titties are, look, big titties are like mushrooms, the hallucinogenic kind. They're fun every now and then. When you do them, you're like, I should do this more often. But really, in small doses, they're way better. Easier to control, more manageable. You know what you're going to get. The thing is, like, everything in there is a lie, too. As soon as you get it out of the bra, you're like, I don't know what's happening. Some of it could be padding. Some of it could just fall out to her waist. You get a whole situation there. It's a crapshoot. It's a gamble. I like to know what I'm working with. Anyone? What's that?
Free food.
Well, do you have a food handler's permit? I'm going to need to see something before I just take your food, lady. First of all, you're drunk on a Thursday night at a comedy club. If you could cook, you'd be at home. You've got a man there with you, and he ordered a hot dog. That makes me believe you don't cook. He ordered a $7 hot dog at a comedy club, not because you made him a roast beef tonight, like a meatloaf. He's desperate for food. He's like, what do you got, anything hot dog? I'll take it. It's fine. I'm sorry? The gentleman from the finishing school? Do you want to repeat that? The Lakers. How can I complain about the Lakers? Oh, that one's real easy. They now have my least favorite player, LeBron James. The Lakers is my favorite team of all time. I grew up in the 80s. I bleed purple and gold. I hate LeBron James. I will not support them for the next 4 years. Fuck LeBron James. Moving on to our next guest. All right, guys. Our next guests are local hip-hop artists. They've got some albums. They've got all sorts of stuff coming up. They just recently opened for ICP at the Pin. Please give it up for the CCB crew, guys. I think we have a. There you go.
You guys haven't heard this though. Check it out.
What is it? It's like a secret mixtape.
It's a secret mixtape, yeah.
What? No way. Yeah, he's going to the.
I steady run around like Duck Duck Goose, but your boy got the juice when it comes to the booth. Let me hit him with the truth, they don't know what to do, cause a real MC just hit him with the proof. Like, let me run it back, tell them all, fuck them all with the Dallas hat. Let me put him on the map just a little bit, I'll show him my town just a little bit. Let me tell you where I'm at though, east side full of crack hoes, and the real G slap bones. I just wanna rap though, I put my city on the map ho. Man, what you think I rap for? I just wanna snap back, my circle small like a hatchback. Merry Christmas motherfucker, I'ma rap that. Keep rapping till I really get my cash back. Y'all know I'ma go till I pass that. I'm from the city where people rolling the sticky. You can find good weed at OZ for 150. I'm on a mission, a vision, I'm trying to get it. Anybody stopping me, they about to get a cold whipping. Oh yeah, oh yeah, turn it up, they can't turn it down. Lost in the 509, look around. We the lost boys in the underground. I love the music, make a movement. Every time I hit the mic, I'ma make them choose me. Better watch out, cause I'm on my Bruce Lee. Best step back, that's a rap from a new scene. Yeah. Still stacking this money and keeping it real. Keeping it humble, so fuck how you feel. No rollies, my homies be rolling to kill. Ayy, and this is just the intro, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the secret mixtape. Yeah, yeah, this is just the intro, bitch. I'm on the secret mixtape.
All right. We got the CCB crew here.
Forget the critics, I gotta get out and get it. My mind, body, and spirit is already gonna hear it. I drop.
Yeah, oh, that was a song of theirs. All right, guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Willie B, the MC from CCB crew.
I'm Royal T of CCB crew.
And I'm Ease of CCB crew. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right, give it up for them, guys. Local hip-hop artist. I've known Willie B for a couple years now, actually. I think I bought Willie B's first mixtape out of the convenience store right down the street
over
here.
I sold 3,500 CDs at that store.
That's crazy, right? 3,500 CDs in Spokane out of that store. Give it up. I'm a big hip-hop fan. I've had Willie B on the podcast a bunch. You guys have been doing music for... I've known Willie for a long time, like I said. But now, how long have you guys been grouped together?
You want me to start?
I would say, 7-8 months total?
Yeah.
A group with us three. I had CCB crew with my other friend. He goes by Social Suicide. He wasn't able to make it here tonight. He's not making it to very many shows right now, but that's how it started. And then about me and Willie have always wanted to do music together. We started getting some collabs going. So then we kind of all started to just blend and ended up doing shows together and just wanted to create the movement together. So now it's a team thing.
Very nice.
Long story short, yeah. Pretty much kind of, I was kind of, you know, a couple of months out from, I think, when they met, but I was kind of already doing my own solo sets as a DJ and producer, and then we kind of kept having similar shows, and we both liked each other's sets, and the opportunity came to play together with a group that we all really, we all kind of admire, Cess Crew, and, you know, it kind of all started from there, and it just kind of became a natural thing, and since then all of the shows have been great. And
so how do you guys decide you want to play music together? I mean, independently you guys have done music for a while. How do you decide, like, oh, we want to collaborate and do music together?
Find a beat that we all like. You know what I'm saying?
And I've always supported Willie B, and Willie B's always supported me, and we've always, like I said, we've always wanted to do music together. So, and I've been doing music in Spokane for about 4 years.
Okay.
I don't know how long Willie's been doing it. He's out here. This is Mr. I'm So Spokane, for real. People know him as Mr. I'm So Spokane
shirts. Those are all mine. If you haven't seen them, you've seen them. Those are me.
They're around. So, I mean, now when you collaborate, what's the process like for you guys? I mean, you guys write your own verses?
Find a topic?
We all write our own verses. We all write our own music. It'll either be I find a beat and I wrote something and I'll show it to Willie, and if he likes it, then we'll, you know, try to do it together. Sometimes we'll be hanging out and we'll be listening to music and we'll come up with a hook, and then from there we'll take it home, and then a week later we have our song, and then next week we perform it for all you guys. That's
nice. So have you guys put out a record yet?
We have Golden State.
Have we released? We haven't released a record.
Nothing released.
No. We have released a record together, actually. My People has Willie B featuring. That's from my upcoming album coming out called My Viability.
Okay. Yeah. And now where can people find you guys perform now?
We perform all around Spokane, all around the surrounding areas in Washington right here a lot. I've gone out to Colorado quite a few, but most of the time we're right here at the Pin. A lot of the time, I would say that's our home base. We do a lot of stuff at the Pin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's your, as far as inspiration for hip-hop music, who's your go-to?
Oh, man.
Come on.
There's
you
a
know.
Lot, dog. There's know. A lot.
Come on.
Too
there's
many.
You got to give me one.
I would say...
Gun to your head, one.
Atmosphere.
Okay.
I've always listened to Atmosphere. I love their vibes. You know, I have a super, like, just good vibe kind of flow. I like to be positive. I like to say that I have my rap is positive rap, and that's what I get from him. He's always just trying to make your life better through his music, so I'd have to say Atmosphere.
I'm a couple different places. As far as the music I make, Madlib has always been a big influence of mine, Pete Rock.
That's tight.
And Dre and even Kanye, but I've always kind of liked a lot of like boom bap sounds from the East Coast, which we've all kind of have in common. We're all from the West Coast as well, so that's also been an influence, but I've always kind of liked a little bit of some of the Southern style too, a lot of the trap influence, so it's a big melding of that, and also a lot of my jazz influence too, hence why I like Pete Rock and Madlib.
He makes really good beats.
Hence there's just too much. It's just
guitar
too
player.
Yeah, you know, Southern to Pete Rock, that's a mix right there. You have everything in between.
KRS-One's like mine.
I think I knew that.
KRS-One.
I think I knew that. All right, very good.
Mos Def, you know, is another one, another big one for me too.
All right. You guys want to hear a song from these guys? A live performance? All right, give them a second to set up the stage. Fold, do you want to kill the lights for a second? We're going to set up the stage real quick, and then we'll get you guys going.
Yeah.
Make some noise for technical difficulties. You gotta love it.
You can bring the lights back up, Folger.
I think we need sound from the back.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob, thanks for hanging with us. Okay, you have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So Aretha Franklin.
So that's not you.
Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the first woman. She had 88 Billboard chart hits during the rock era, tops among female vocalists. The peak of her career was from
1977. Check, check up.
What are we back? Best female R&B performance for 8 straight.
Are you guys ready? So we've never performed at a comedy club, and from what I understand, we're probably the first rappers to ever perform at this comedy club, so
yeah.
Thank you guys all for showing up. I'm Ease,
This
is Willie BDMC, DJ Royalty, we are CCB Crew, make some noise if you like hip hop.
One, two, three, go!
I was born in a Golden State, raised on the Lakers with my dad. Taught me to hit first, don't confess all the hatred. Keep my head up, middle up to all my haters. My vibes got me feeling good, I hit you with Satan. Ankle breaking, I'm an angel to these demons. Crazy lately, I've been eating, still I'm out here feeding. I'm a captain to this ship, no getting
seasick.
Half these rappers scared, just the gym, they be wet. I'm dreaming lucid, I hear moving on the vision. Y'all can move it, I keep it pushing till I fit in. Murder victims, no conviction with a witness. On a mission, just living, being vicious. My life is nice, I like the way that I'm living. Feeling fine, wanting time with the missus. Hit the road for some shows, hope I miss it. I do it all for the love, yeah, I'm in it till the finish. From the Golden State to the Evergreen, down this California Grove, can't
really be.
As the blood rotates at the show on the stage, let me see one time, hands up and wave, go. Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, come on. Hands up, hands up.
Go, go, go. Another day, another dollar, gotta get it made. All I wanna do is hit the scene
when I hit LA.
Snap back,
my backpack is all day.
Hit him with the hip hop, they recognize the mic check. The evergreen, I'm rolling the sticky green. I'm getting team when I vision it for the dream. And it seems
I can't get enough of it.
I roll around town in my head straight bumping it. Oh wait a minute, I'm finishing all the dreams. Telling you that I did it, only I gotta spit it. Putting everything in the ring like Ali. You ain't messing with the kids, you take these.
Yeah.
I hit them in the middle, they feeling it just a little. With a little bit of the feelings,
all we can do.
So hit me up if you wanna feel my energy. Cali, y'all the greatest for
me.
We got that melody.
From the Golden State to the Evergreen, find this California kid in town.
Can we really be?
As the blunt rotates at the show on the stage, let me see one time. Hands up and wave, go.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. Come on, hands up. Hands up! Hands up! Let's go!
Spokane Comedy Club! We are CCP Crew! Thank you guys very much!
Keep going for the CCP Crew, guys! There's like a million cables up here. It's definitely not a fire hazard. Don't worry, guys. The exits are there and there. Folger, can you turn me up a little bit? I'm on 3, I think. There you go. Thanks. All right, guys. Yeah, keep going for CCB Crew, guys. Check them out. Local hip-hop artist supporting, doing well, killing it. All right, guys. We have come to nearly the end of our show. But before we do, we have one last segment we do every month here, and that is our In Memoriam. All right. Got to make sure. Technical difficulties, I don't know. This month's In Memoriam, we are going to recognize James Gunn. James Gunn, the acclaimed director of the Guardians of the Galaxy, was recently fired from the franchise after tweets over a decade old resurfaced with content. It's a little unruly for some people. The director has gone on record calling these tweets regrettable and in poor taste while also labeling himself a provocateur at the time, and he meant no harm by his words. But what's best about this story is the man who brought all this to light is a right-wing conspiracy theorist named Mike Cernovich. He's known for his 2016 Pizzagate theory, claiming that Hillary Clinton was using a D.C.-based pizza parlor to run a child sex ring. Yeah. Which is ridiculous, because we know Hillary Clinton isn't human enough to enjoy anything like sex or pizza, so... Believe me when I say we've all said terrible things online. None of us would be embarrassed and shamed if we took a stroll down MySpace memory lane. The surveys and group photos taken on Nokia flip phones alone would be more embarrassing than actually still having an active MySpace account. We're lucky no one remembers MySpace exists. But really, guys, I think the biggest problem here is this is more of an indictment of how America has been divided. We are looking to undermine the other side in more gotcha moments instead of finding a way to heal the chasm between party lines and races, religions, and more. And we need to stop looking for reasons to be upset, because if you really dig deep enough in anyone's past or any situation, you'll find a reason to be upset. So, America, the ones who truly believe James Gunn should be crucified for this, I just need you to do one thing. Show me on this baby Groot doll where James Gunn hurt you. All right, guys, that's our show for the night. Thank you very much for coming out. Before we go, I just want to give a special thanks to Will Gilman, Folger Emerson, Philip Kobzinski, Hannah Tilly, Ronnie Taylor, Sophie Tomey, and Nicolette Bundy for all their help for this show. Give it up for the Spokane Comedy Club for doing this, guys. Our next show will be October 5th, and someone's really excited about it, Mazel Tov. After the show, be sure to stop by. Say hi to everyone. Take some pictures. We'll have merch we're selling. We have an email list. If you put your email address down, we'll send you tickets to the next Spo Comedy event also. Be sure to tip your wait staff, guys. Thank you very much for coming out. Get home safe. Head next door to Gamers. Have some drinks, guys. Let's go.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!